Chapter 10. Anne in Trouble. My mistress's husband was the most powerful man in England. She had a beautiful daughter. She wore a gold crown on her head and diamond rings on her fingers. But she was not a happy woman. After the birth of Elizabeth, Anne became pregnant twice more, but she lost both babies. This was very difficult for her. Each time she got pregnant, she was so happy, but then she lost the baby. Afterwards, she became more nervous and more insecure. Anne knew she was losing the king's love because she couldn't give him a son. Henry wanted and needed a son more than anything else. One day, a messenger came with the news that Catherine was dead. My mistress tried to hide her feelings, but I could see she was pleased. Anne felt safe from Catherine now, but Catherine was never really a danger to Anne. The real danger came from younger women. Anne wasn't a young woman anymore. King Henry always paid attention to the pretty young ladies in waiting, and his latest favourite was Jane Seymour. Soon after Catherine's death, Anne became pregnant again. This time she was very careful and rested as much as she could. She didn't want to lose another baby. Anne was 6 months pregnant when a messenger arrived with the news that the king was dead after a violent battle in a jousting match. Anne heard the news and fainted. Later she heard the king was just injured, but Anne was still very shocked. 6 days later, Anne was sewing when she suddenly fell to the ground with violent pains. I helped her get into bed and tried to make her comfortable. She turned her face to the wall and said, "Meg, it's happening again. I'm losing another baby." The king came into the room surrounded by his courtiers. His face was hard. In front of all the men and women of court, he said to Anne, "I can see clearly God does not want to give us male children. You will get no more children from me." My mistress hid her face in her hands. This time she had no clever answer. I stayed with her after they all left the room. When she was alone with me, she began to cry like a child. I held her in my arms until she fell asleep. Later that evening, I saw the king in the great hall. He was talking to Jane Seymour. The Seymour family was one of the most powerful families in England. My heart turned cold because now I understood that Anne's life was in danger. For a powerful man like King Henry VIII, it was easy to get rid of a commoner like Anne. Unlike Catherine, she had no powerful protectors. She was not related to the King of Spain or the Queen of France. King Henry didn't have to get the Pope's permission to divorce this wife. He could arrange her death or execution easily, and this time there would be no years of waiting. King Henry was an impatient man. He wanted a son, and he would kill anybody to get one. Who could help my lady now?